USA Radio News.
First son Hunter Biden said President Biden views him as a, quote, God, unquote, and would say anything Hunter asked him to say. This according to leaked audio obtained by the Washington Examiner. The 77-minute recording was found on an iPhone backup stored on Hunter's much-talked-about laptop. In the December 3, 2018 recording, Hunter Biden discusses with his friend, artist Philippa Horan, everything from his past drug addictions to his father's then aspirations to run for president. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announced his support Tuesday for his chamber's emerging bipartisan gun agreement. The Kentucky Republican said he hoped an outline of the accord, released Sunday by 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans, would be translated into legislation and enacted. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
President Joe Biden traveled to Philadelphia on Tuesday, where he spoke to the AFL-CIO. He claimed inflation outside the U.S. is worse. At the same time, America's wholesale inflation hit 10.8% on Tuesday.
But I also know too often we've had an economy where the wealthy do better and better while the middle class gets left behind. So we went to work to change that and started with the American Rescue Plan. Well, I'll help 41 million people put food on their table. Remember, they're in trouble putting food on their table.
Some of those people having trouble putting food on the table are Louisiana shrimpers. Industry insiders told the Center Square record high diesel prices and competition from cheap imported shrimp are hitting them in the wallet and driving some of them out of business. AAA reports diesel is at $5.30 per gallon in Louisiana. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Discussions regarding tax credits for electric vehicles are being revived in Washington.
Major automakers are asking Congress to lift the cap on how many people can receive tax credits for buying a hybrid or fully electric vehicle. Currently, the number of tax credits allowed is capped at $200,000 per company. Automakers want the cap lifted until the EV market is more mature. General Motors and Tesla have already reached the cap, and Toyota is close to it. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Pohl.
The National Weather Service says a tornado touched down in northern Illinois near Schaumburg on Monday night. It remained on the ground for 2 miles and packed winds of 80 miles per hour. The tornado did not cause any injuries or fatalities. One resident spoke to NBC5 Chicago.
I can't even believe how quickly it happened. I've never seen anything like it. We ran straight to the hallway. It was terrifying.
The tornado caused structural damage, ripping rooftops off buildings and blowing the windows out of an office center. Amid growing fears of being routed by the GOP in November's midterm elections, the House Democrats campaign arm announced it will add 4 more incumbents to the list of those at risk of being beaten. The additions include Representatives David Trone of Maryland, Annie Custer of New Hampshire, Teresa Ledger Fernandez of New Mexico, and Frank J. Mervin of Indiana. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.